Something that a lot of people across our area are passionate about is caring for sick and needy animals, giving a lot of their spare time to work with organisations like the Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary near Ingerston. And to find out what's been going on there recently, I'm joined by Fran Smith. Good morning to you, Fran.
Good morning, Alan.
Thanks for popping in. I know you're very, very busy. It's been nearly a year since you've joined us. I guess quite a lot's been going on over that period.
Yes, it has, but sadly the welfare crisis of the horses continues. We always get it in the winter. We have our winter care line, and Sue is always going sorry,
that's Sue Burton, isn't it?
Yes, Sue Burton is always going out looking at animals for people. They ring up in the winter, they say they're worried about a horse, she will go and look at it, and she will do whatever she can for that horse if it needs it. But sadly, this has continued into the summer this year, and we've been inundated with calls. And there are thousands of horses suffering every day, and Remus is trying to do everything it can for as many as we can. But unfortunately, this costs money, and we can only do as much as we can afford. Therefore, we are asking all animal lovers to sign up to just £2 a month by standing order to help us ease the suffering of these beautiful creatures. You can get a form from our website, www.remussanctuary.org. Ring the sanctuary on 01277 356 191 or email remusoffice@aol.com and we will send you a form. But all the money will go to helping these animals.
I will put a link up on the website a little bit later on. So people can do that. It's all about helping animals who've either been neglected or worse than that, if there is anything worse than neglect, willfully abused. And that was why Sue founded the sanctuary all those years ago, wasn't it? Would you say the situation generally, in your experience, is getting any better, or is it changing at all? I mean, you said there that normally in the winter you face a lot of problems, and that those seem to be happening the summer this time, but generally speaking, are things changing?
No, really, they are getting worse. We're getting more and more calls, and Sue's finding more and more horses suffering, and you can see it all the time.
Tell us about one or two of the animals you are caring for. We haven't got time to talk about all of them, but tell us about Sparky.
Well, Sparky, he's an 8-year-old Welsh pony, and he came into us about a year ago. He's lovely, but he had severe laminitis, and that's where they've got a severe foot problem. And despite treatment, he did deteriorate, and we wondered if we would have to have him put down. But fortunately, we've got wonderful vets, and while we're waiting to save up money for him to have a tenotomy, which means we cut the tendons and it releases the pressure from the pedal bone, they've made him some lovely little clogs. And he's wearing the clogs at the moment, and he seems to be much more comfortable, and we're hoping that these will carry on keeping him going until we raise the money for his operation.
So literally, you're saving lives, aren't you?
Yes, and he's such a gorgeous little... He's not very old, and he loves a cuddle despite all the way that he's been treated, and he just loves company.
And then you've got Dante.
Now, Dante was dumped at our gates when he was only a few weeks old, and he was left with a bag of dry bread, and it's had a note on it saying here is his lunch. Anyway, he didn't get dry bread for lunch, but poor little thing, he didn't know what hay was, didn't know what mash was. He wouldn't even lay on the straw, he'd lay on the concrete, and in the end we had to straw the whole of his stable to make him lie on it. Now, if you saw him, he's out in the field, he doesn't like being with the little ones, although he's very tiny himself because he's only a few months old, but he likes to be with the big boys.
It's not just the physical effect, is it? It's the psychological cruelty as well.
Yes, well, for days, Dante wouldn't come out of the corner. He just stood in the corner, and you had to talk to his back, really. He just would not come out. And then gradually, this is where the nice part is. When he started getting confidence, he came out, and you'd kneel down, he'd put his head on your shoulder and have a cuddle. And that is just really the reward.
That must be incredibly rewarding to see the progress.
Yeah. And now he just loves people. And on open day, we take him out and people can meet him and have their photo taken with him.
Now, we plug your open days quite a lot here on the events guide, and they're a big part of the calendar in the area throughout the summer. You've been a lot luckier weather-wise this year than you have over the past couple of years. How have the open days been going generally?
The May one, we had loads of people, and we did in the last one. The one before that, our June one, wasn't so heavily visited because I think it rained very hard in the morning and a lot of people probably thought it was cancelled due to the fact that sometimes we get floods. But because it's been so dry, it can rain and it doesn't affect us at the moment.
I know you've got a couple more open days before the season comes to an end. If people haven't been along to one of your open days before, they really are worth a visit. Packed full of all sorts of things. It's not just a chance to see the animals, but you have loads of entertainment and goodies and things going on as well.
Yes, I mean, our next one, we've got a novelty dog show, and you can go into that for all classes, you know, the best tail wagger, the cutest dog, anything like that. So it's a fun day and all dogs can take part. And then we have a children's corner where we have lots going on there. And then in the October one, we've got characters from Frozen up at the sanctuary for the children and a big children's corner. So it really is a nice day out. Our next one is the 6th of September. And then our October one is the first Sunday in the month. And as I say, it really, we are giving ourselves to children as well. Our last one, we had the characters from Snow White and Treasure Island and Pirates of the Caribbean. And we had a big children's corner and it was a great success. So we're hoping Frozen will be in October as well.
Always a lot of fun and a great way to help the sanctuary, because it always amazes me how much money it costs to keep it going. It's about, £400,000 a year, isn't it?
Yeah, it costs us that a year. And a lot of that is because, obviously, some of our animals are very old. Mm-hmm. We don't have an age policy. You get a lot of sanctuaries who, when a horse gets to, say, 20, 25, they have it put down. Well, we don't. As long as it's happy and healthy and enjoying its life, we will keep it. We only have a horse put down when the vet says, that's it, we can do
no
more.
So really, your first priority is always to the animals.
Absolutely.
Look, Fran, it's not just the open days. You've got loads of other events throughout the year and some coming up over the next couple of months or so, which I'm very keen to hear about, especially these pony days, a special thing that you've got happening. So plenty more to talk about with you.
Phoenix FM.
But at the moment, we're talking animals, and I'm chatting with Fran Smith, who is a volunteer at the Remus Memorial Horse Sanctuary, and we're talking about some of the animals that they're currently caring for, and also some of the events they've got coming up, because it does cost nearly £500,000 a year to keep the sanctuary going. A lot of that goes in vets' bills, I guess, Fran.
Well, yes, it does. Because we've got the older horse, we do get more problems.
And obviously that costs a lot to look after them. But that is what it is all about. So loads of events to raise money. Not just to raise money, though, but they're also to help people build up more of a connection with animals. Often people who have perhaps horses or other pets themselves. A lot of it is about psychology, isn't it? You've got quite a few events coming up. You've got a very nice one coming up this coming Monday, which people might want to come along to, whether or not they've got animals of their own.
What, the afternoon tea?
Yeah.
And I'm afraid that is fully booked.
Oh, right, okay.
And our September one is fully booked.
Well, it shows you how popular they are.
They
so
are really, really popular. I think
get in for next year.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we won't talk about that one. Tell us about these pony days. This is a new thing you've been doing, isn't it, this year?
Well, no, we have been doing it for quite a while. But it's really good for children. It's a nice day out for them, particularly if they think they might want a pony and not sure. But even if they love animals and they can't have a pony, it's just a nice day. They come for the day 10:30 to 3:30. It costs £45. They have to be 9 years and over. They have a pony for the day and they do everything for it. They muck it out. They're shown how to do it. They're shown how to groom it. They feed it. They make its food up, turn it out, bring it in. And they absolutely love it. So, and it's a good way of getting them introduced to ponies as well.
And this is for the children and also for the adults?
We do adults, but not on the same day.
Right.
And details of those will be on our website. The next children's one is on the 2nd of September. There's only 6 places per time. So if you don't get into this one, you can go onto our website or ring the sanctuary up and book onto our
That's a school day, isn't it?
I don't think they go back till later than the second.
Oh, don't they? I was going to say, you take them out of school. Anyway.
We don't do school holidays. We usually do them Easter, summer.
Right.
And October.
Right. I've got my days all muddled up. And you've got one for adults this coming week. Is that one fully booked now?
I don't know about that. You'd have to ring the sanctuary up on that one, I'm afraid.
Right. But that's Wednesday. If people are interested, then find out. How much do you charge for these pony days?
They're £45.
Right, which is really quite reasonable for all of
they
that for a whole day.
They have to bring their own sandwiches and drink, of course, because we are stuck out in the back of a yonder bit.
And then you've got a special visitor coming along the week after next, is it, who is a bit of an expert on Reiki?
Yes, we've got a US expert called Kathleen Passard who's coming over to do some Reiki training for people. But we have got, on the 26th of August, an animal healers talk. And that's in the evening, 6:30 to 8 p.m. And the entrance is just donations. But you do need to ring and book a place. The number for all these things are 01277 356 191. Or you can email us on office@remussanctuary.org.
And then after she's done the talk, the next day she's doing more of a detailed sort of workshop, is she?
Yeah, she's doing workshops. And again, if there are people who are interested, it's on the website, www.remussanctuary.org, or you can ring the sanctuary up there, give you information.
I'm just thinking there, you say Reiki, I say Reiki, tomato, tomato.
The animals love it.
Really?
You try it on them and you will see their eyes close and their little lips go and they absolutely adore it.
It's the body and the mind, isn't it? The body, mind and spirit, if I can use that word, as well.
Well, some people might think, oh, I don't think it works. But when you do it on an animal and you suddenly see their reaction, that tells you it's working. It's like shiatsu, when you do shiatsu on a horse. Suddenly their heads go down, their lips tremble. And we've got one horse that when you shiatsu her, she walks forward, puts her head on the door, so when she gets sleepy, she doesn't fall over.
Well, people can come along maybe to one of the open days or to one of the events and see for themselves as well. Anything else, any other events you've got coming up you wanted to mention, Fran?
We've got one which is not at the sanctuary. It's at the Holiday Inn in Brook Street, Brentwood. And that's on the 27th of September. And that's a seminar on the healthy horse, foal to veteran. And it covers all aspects of you owning a horse, from the time you have it as a foal right up to when you lose it. And we've got top experts coming in to talk about things like laminitis, denition, nutrition, holistic care, everything you need to know about looking after a horse. Now, if you pre-book the ticket on the website, it's £30. If you need to know any more about it or you want to book it for the sanctuary, just ring them up.
Now, it's not just money that it takes to keep the sanctuary going, as important as that is. It's also people and committed people who love the animals, people like yourself. I know you've been with the sanctuary for a long, long time now, haven't you?
Yeah, years.
And I guess you're always looking for new people to come along, because some of your volunteers presumably leave and move away, move on to other things. So you can never do with too much help, I guess.
No, we're always looking for volunteers. And particularly we need help on open days, people that are willing to man stalls on open day, come and help us set up on open day, or even on the day before, that helps us as well. We're desperate for volunteers who are willingly come out and help us set up stalls at outside events, who don't mind even doing an outside event on our behalf. I mean, if they are willing to come and help us, they can come out with us, learn what we do, where we go. Then if they feel they want to do a stall, we'll help them do that as well.
So plenty of ways in which people can get involved. Fran, we do need to leave it there, but it's been a pleasure to see you again and to catch up with some of the things that have been going on. I know that, sadly, as you've been saying, the situation doesn't seem to be getting any better when it comes to cruelty and neglect. But we will certainly continue to support you by having you on the radio, and you're certainly doing sterling work there, along with Sue, the founder of Remus, and all the other volunteers and workers as well. I will put a link to your website up on our own website a little bit later on, phoenixfm.com, and we'll see you again very, very soon.
Thank you very much.